within the small confines of her dirt-lined cage. I passed by Rosalind's dog almost every day as I walked from my house into town. Rosalind warned me on several occasions not to stick my hand inside that dog's pen. "She's territorial," explained Rosalind. "Oh, I understand," I said. But of course, that sort of information only served to pique my interest. One evening on my way home, I knelt down beside the cage and looked closely at the face of Rosalind's dog. The dog stared back at me.